This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, salam, and welcome to the Watermelon Report on ORFM, sowing the seeds of justice. My name is Renat, and today I'll be giving you updates from Gaza, Palestine, from about the past week, which was, the week ending around the 10th of May. But firstly, I would like to say and dedicate this episode for this podcast, today's podcast, to my granddad, who passed away last Thursday in Hebron in Palestine. I will be speaking more about him when I find the right words to do so. But in the meantime, I would just like to acknowledge how much I love him, how much I will miss him, and also acknowledge everyone for their support and messages, prayers, calls, and everything that they've supported me and my whānau with over the past week in the passing of my granddad. But again, once I have written some good words, I will be sharing them with you all. But of course, it's a little bit fragile at the moment, so I'll just let things be, and I will be speaking more about this. By the time you probably will hear this episode, on the Friday of you hearing this, there will be, I spoke about this last time, but there will be the gig for Gaza. It's an event, it's a gig for Gaza and fundraiser at 8:30 p.m. at U Bar on the 15th of May. There will be other speakers other than me, and it's I think the Otago and Sudan fundraiser for UNRWA. So UNRWA will be the money will be raised for UNRWA. So again, that's at 8:30 on the Friday, 15th of May. I'd love to see many of you there. I believe it's a $10 door entry fee. I'll just be speaking briefly. Would love to see as many of you, of course, to support. And I'm sure there will be some good music that night as well. Now, jumping on to what I wanted to talk about, just recently, and this was, the most recent news I want to talk about, which is Israel expanding its illegal occupation in Gaza. Israel has expanded its illegal occupation of Gaza to 59%, crossing the yellow line. The yellow line it established at the beginning of the so-called ceasefire. That boundary had already cut civilians off from 53% of their land, enforced by killing any man, woman, or child who unknowingly crossed the invisible line to return to what remained of their homes. The boundary line Israel has drawn across Gaza is not an internationally recognized border, but an illegal de facto military boundary imposed under the cover of a ceasefire to seize more Palestinian land and prevent Palestinians from returning to their homes. This expansion was entirely predictable, as it follows the same pattern Israel has long used to expand through military occupation, land grabs, and the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from their ancestral homeland. While Israel may physically occupy 59% of the strip, its control extends across all of all of Gaza through its total control over food, water, energy, and movement. Beyond the yellow line, Israel continues to demolish vital civilian infrastructure, ensuring that any return to these areas becomes impossible. Israel's destruction of homes, sewage, and waste management systems has forced hundreds of thousands into makeshift tents, driving a rapid spread of disease. Rats and parasites now infest displacement camps, biting children as they sleep. The WHO's local representative, Reinhold van de Wert, reported around 17,000 rodent and ectoparasitic infection cases in Gaza so far this year, a predictable consequence when people live in a collapsed living environment. On Sunday, 3rd of May, Israeli Army Radio reported that senior Israeli officials are pushing to resume the genocide in Gaza, noting that the IOF has reduced its forces in southern Lebanon and redeployed regular brigades to Gaza and the West Bank as they prepare for orders to restart the mass killing machine. While the IOF may be preparing to officially relaunch what it calls its war in Gaza, the reality on the ground is that there has never truly been a ceasefire, only a slowdown in the daily killings. Since that so-called ceasefire, Israel has killed at least 837 Palestinians in Gaza, injured 2,381 others, and continued daily violations, including bombing campaigns, shooting civilians, and restricting aid entering Gaza. Just 3 days ago, this was the moment Israel targeted a home in Al-Shati camp in Gaza City. There was a video online. And under the terms of the ceasefire agreement, Israel was not only supposed to stop the mass killing of civilians, but also lift restrictions and allow up to 608 trucks, eight trucks a day carrying food, fuel, medical supplies, and shelter materials into Gaza. Instead, Israel continues to heavily restrict what enters, with daily averages sitting at just over 200 trucks. The trucks that are allowed in are not all carrying humanitarian aid. Israel is instead prioritizing goods from Israeli commercial merchants selling nutrient-deficient products such as chocolate, fizzy drinks, and prepackaged junk food, while desperately needed medical equipment remains blocked. So keep talking about Gaza. The genocide still continues. It's also been, so a day ago it marks, or on the 12th of May, it marks that, it marks 4 years since Israel killed the Palestinian-American journalist Shirin Abu Akleh. Israel has since killed 260 journalists. On May 11th, on May 11th, 2022, an Israeli sniper killed world-renowned Palestinian-American journalist Shirin Abu Akleh, while she was reporting on Israel's invasion of a Palestinian neighborhood in a clearly marked press vest and helmet. Despite pressure from millions across the world, the U.S. failed to demand any real accountability from Israel for killing Shirin, an American citizen. Met with total impunity when it killed an internationally recognized broadcast journalist, Israel went on to kill at least 260 journalists. Like Shirin, the Israeli military targeted many of those journalists deliberately. Israel killed journalists while they were on the job reporting on its war crimes and while they slept in their homes, often wiping out their entire families. Israel targets journalists because they shed light on its war crimes and because it knows there will be no consequences and no accountability. Israel is still killing journalists like Shireen. Israel must be stopped from targeting and killing journalists with impunity. Now moving on to Dr. Hussam Abu Safiya. Slow execution and crueler torture. Released Palestinian detainees describe the torture endured by Dr. Hussam Abu Safiya in Israeli prisons. This was posted by Euromed HR and We Are Not Numbers. Israeli forces arrested Palestinian pediatrician and neonatologist Hussam Abu Safiya on the 27th December 2024 from Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza after besieging the hospital for several days. Since that day, the doctor has reportedly endured various types of torture, as recently described by detainees who have been released. He has shed a considerable amount of weight and looks frail, dressed in torn and dirty clothes. He suffers from constant vomiting and is denied medical care. He was forced to insult himself under torture. They strip him naked and set police dogs on him. He is subjected to repeated interrogations where he is beaten, verbally abused and humiliated. They raid his cell at night, throwing stun grenades and gas near him. He is kept shackled for several days in a row with his hands tied behind his back and his legs bound. His treatment is much crueler than that of other detainees. Unfortunately. And now I want to move on to, since it was the Kiwi Mother's Day on, this last Sunday, I want to talk about 10 ways that immigrant mums say I love you. So those are 10 ways immigrant mums say I love you that are sometimes being unrecognized. Cutting fruit. I'll talk to your dad. Waving at the end of the driveway while you drive off until you're out of sight. Doing your laundry, taking care of you while you are home. And praying for you. Packing you leftovers after you've already said you're full. Wear a jacket, it's cold. Making your favorite meals and having your favorite snacks stocked when you visit. Calling you 3 times when you don't answer the first time. I don't need anything, just take care of yourself. IDF soldiers are also cracking and confessing to war crimes. You may want to sit down for this. Executing unarmed civilians. Yehuda IDF reservist said, "We got to the Palestinian and he immediately held up his hands. It was obvious he was unarmed. The officer came near him, waited a few seconds and just fired, without asking questions, without the suspect doing anything. They reported the brigade HU that a terrorist had been killed. Killing unarmed civilians. When we got to our destination, I realized that these weren't terrorists. It was an old guy and 3 boys, maybe teenagers. Not one of them was armed, but their bodies were riddled with bullets. Their organs were pouring out. Battalion commander, this is what happens to anybody who messes with Israel. Yuval IDF soldier. Indiscriminate airstrikes. We would plan and get approval for strikes that we knew would involve the death of dozens of civilians, sometimes more, and that made no difference. One moment we were planning a strike in which children would die. IDF Air Force. Torture during interrogation. Abuse of detainees. The Palestinian sat there, cuffed and blindfolded, and seemed to be freezing from the cold. Suddenly, one of the soldiers took him to a room and started humiliating him. These are quite deep. Last thing I want to talk about today is Gaza Flotilla activist Thiago Avila. His mother died while he was in Israeli prison. I believe he is out now. But he was one of the over 175 activists Israel detained in international waters on April 28th. An Israeli court has extended his detention along with activist Saif Abu Kishk. They're now both out by now. They are both reportedly being held in isolation, subjected to severe beatings when they were there. Global Samud Flotilla said this was when they were detained. Compounding this nightmare is the harrowing reality that Thiago does not even know he has lost his mother. Because he is being held in isolation and denied contact with the outside world. Instead, this devastating news will likely be delivered to him by the very Israeli soldiers who have subjected him to systematic abuse. And on that note, I will be leaving it here. I'll be giving you more updates on the Watermelon Report every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on ORFM and 12:30 p.m. Saturdays on Wellington Access Radio. This show is also podcasted on Spotify and Apple Podcast. This is your host, Renata Mimi, on the Watermelon Report, sowing the seeds of justice.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.